What did you think when you got a call saying you're going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, my God, I got nervous. I thought it was great, and at the same time, I got all flustered. You know, I'm not one for getting up in front of people, but it's an honor, you know.
Now, when did you first hear about the General Clinton?
It was by accident. Back when I did it, somebody just mentioned they're going to a canoe race up in Cooperstown, 70 miles, and I said, wow, how do you do that? And he told me, and can anybody do it? He said, yeah. And that was it. The following year, I went and bought a Grumman canoe and asked my brother-in-law if he ever paddled. He said, no. I said, neither have I. And he said, you want to do it? Yeah, all right.
So what was that first race like without paddling, without experience?
It was tiring, you know, but we finished. We actually did fairly well, but it was different. It was exciting, and, you know, I look forward to doing it again.
And now, 36 times later, you're here. What brings you back every year?
I think I just like challenging myself, and this is the race that lets you do that. And you know, if it was one race I could do, this would be the one. I've just been doing it so long, and I look forward to doing it.
You have, I think, the third most finishes in this event. And do you look at it from that point of view? You just look at it every year as something that you just love to do?
Yeah, no, I just enjoy doing it. Now we're doing C4. It's a whole new event, and it's, you know, it's exciting. It's sort of like you know, added something new to it, so it's even more looking forward to it even more.
Do you see yourself ever stopping?
Occasionally in the spring, I say, oh my God, you know, do I have to go out there and train and paddle? And but that goes away, and I get excited and start looking forward to, you know, especially this race.
Now, what about other people, relatives or others? Have you gotten other people into this sport?
No, not too many. I don't think I've, you know, my children tried it a little bit way back when, and, you know, it wasn't something they were interested in. And I pretty much stayed by myself. I did a lot of C1 paddling. I lived on Long Island, so there's no canoeing down there. So I was pretty much, you know, on my own and didn't introduce too many people into the sport.
So being from Long Island and it's not out there, what even gave you the interest in that? Did you run or bike before?
Not really, but I played sports in school, and I missed, you know, competition. And this was something that anybody can do, and I guess that's what really got me excited about it.
Well, congratulations. Well-deserved, and we hope to see you back for many more years.
Yeah, so do I. Thanks a lot.